Good evening. Just some words from Psalm 25, verses 16 to 18. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Well, welcome to the first of these Wednesday evening devotional messages that I'm going to be posting every week. It's only going to be a short message, just a few thoughts, really. I hope you're enduring lockdown as best you can. I'm conscious that many of us are getting a bit fed up now, maybe running out of jobs to do. But it's important to try and keep a bit of routine in our lives, even during this time, and to use the hours exercise that we're allowed to get some fresh air and exercise and get some headspace, really. We're into the second week of lockdown, and I'm guessing that many of us are starting to feel a bit isolated, feeling a bit alone, maybe starting to feel a bit bored, maybe starting to feel a bit anxious. We might be concerned about fairly trivial things. I must admit, I'm starting to wonder when my next haircut is going to be and whether I'll be mistaken for the Yeti before then. Or, you know, do we have enough toilet roll to keep us going? We may be concerned about more important matters. Will I contract the virus? Does anyone I know or I'm related to have it? How will they fare if they do? And it's fair to say the statistics are pretty scary, aren't they? There's over 850,000 cases worldwide now and over 40,000 deaths. Well, the psalmist David here says he calls out to God in his loneliness and his anguish. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Bring me out of my distress. Well, he recognises here that he needs God's grace. Be gracious to me. He recognises that he needs God's forgiveness. He needs peace with God. Forgive my sins. He recognises that he has a deep need in whatever the circumstances that he's in, and we don't really know what the circumstances were in this psalm, but he has a deep need for God's help in this time. The comfort we have is that he knows where we are and what we're going through. As we will see on Sunday morning, I hope, Jesus went to Calvary alone. His disciples had deserted him. Some had denied him. One had betrayed him. And as he went to the cross and as he suffered, he even sensed the abandonment of his Father. And he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? That eternal relationship there had been with Father and Son. And yet, even in that sense of abandonment, he called out to his God. He had a deep sense of need for God. Whatever we may feel at the moment, however alone, however afraid, we need to know this, that Jesus has been there before us. He's felt more alone. He's felt more afraid. We're told that the night before he died, he was so anguished that it made him sweat blood. He went to the cross. He suffered that sense of abandonment so that we could never be alone, so that we could always have fellowship with God. The same psalmist in Psalm 26 says this, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering." Well, Jesus was vindicated, wasn't he? He walked in integrity, he trusted God, and he was raised to life. And he says this, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." There's nothing wrong with being afraid. There's nothing wrong with being in anguish. Just know that we have a God who knows and understands and has been there before us and will never, ever leave us. We have a God who is bigger than COVID-19. And whatever the circumstances, we can always, always, always trust him. Anne Voskamp, who I believe is a Canadian blogger and writer, she wrote these words, "There can be unwavering peace today when an uncertain tomorrow is trusted to an unchanging God." There can be unwavering peace today when an uncertain tomorrow is trusted to an unchanging God. Amen. Hope you all keep safe, and I'll be in touch over the next few days. Look forward to meeting you here on Sunday morning again. God bless all.